Hello, and thank you for tuning in to ReptileApartment.com's The Living Room, where we bring you interviews with today's top experts in the world of herpeticulture. We would first of all like to thank our unofficial sponsor, ComicKarma.com, your comics journey destination, which is run by Mr. Michael McLarty. In today's interview, we are talking with Dr. Douglas Dix of Deerfern Farms. He is going to basically open up the doors for us and tell us how he got started and what he's currently working with. Here is Dr. Douglas Dix from Deerfern Farms. Okay, so we're here speaking with Dr. Douglas Dix of the infamous Deerfern Farms. And my son was actually asking me, where did you come up with the name Deerfern Farms?
Actually, I live in the woods.
Okay.
And the understory is deer ferns.
Gotcha.
So, deer fern farms.
Gotcha. Okay. What got you started in the uromastics?
I'm a wildlife toxicologist. I work with weird animals anyway.
Okay.
And I was at a reptile show back in, probably 1991. And ornates had just started coming in.
Uh-huh.
And I walk in the door. The guy at the front has a pair of ornate uromastics, and they were just stunning.
Right.
But I just walked in the door. They were $300, $400 for the pair, which is about how much money I had on. So I walked around the room one time.
Okay.
Make sure there's nothing else there. Got around, and they were gone when I got back. But I got to talking to the guy. Turns out he had several of them at home.
Okay.
So I ended up buying 2.3, and then went from there.
Took off from there, huh?
Yeah, those are great animals.
Yeah, they are. I still visit your website on probably a weekly basis just to look at the pictures and the stuff that I want to get.
I need to get out of that. I'm way behind.
Now, one of the things on your website that I like personally is that you won't sell, I want to say it's the bentais, to individuals that are not interested in breeding them.
Right, because they're just too rare in the U.S.
Right.
Bentais and ebonies, and the same thing with the Somalis.
Oh, and the Somalis too.
Yeah,
okay.
They're just too rare.
Okay.
It's also one that doesn't do well for a lot of people.
Okay.
And they're probably not going to import very many more of those.
Really?
So
okay.
We really need those to go to someone who's going to produce some babies.
Right.
Or we'll never have
them
again.
Right. Okay. Now, what would you recommend? Because these are not necessarily the perfect apartment reptile, but they would make a good pet for a new owner living in an apartment setting.
Right.
What would be the uromastics that you would start off with if you were to say, you know, to someone straight off the street that would be
interested
in
what they want. I would argue that the easiest ones that are the most forgiving of errors, that tame well, that even if you screw up some, if you call me, I can fix the problem over the phone.
Right.
Would be Mollies, Moroccans, and Bandits.
Okay.
Those three in particular. Egyptians are easy too. But they take so much space.
Right.
Probably not a great choice for most people.
Okay.
But those two would be my first choice.
Mm-hmm.
Most people want ornate as their first choice because they're so pretty.
Right.
Exactly. If you've had some experience, they're a good one.
Uh-huh.
But they're not forgiving of errors.
Right.
And
okay.
That's one, if they start going downhill, they probably have to go to the vet.
Oh, okay.
I can tell them what's wrong over the phone.
Right.
But what they need, they got to pick up from the vet. So.
Oh, okay.
But Mollies, Moroccans, Bentai, or I'm sorry, the Bandits.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very easy.
Okay. And the Bandits, those are the Flavum maculatum?
Yep.
Okay. And now, is that something new that just came in, or has that been around for a while?
Here's the story on those. Probably 20 of those came in. Gosh, I want to say it's probably been a dozen years ago now. Three of us set them up. We produced the first babies 6-7 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
I just produced my first FTs.
Oh, okay.
The problem with those is the original adults that came in were really hard to get to cycle.
Right.
So no one had much luck with them. I got a couple young ones in, raised them up, and those are the ones that bred for me.
Okay.
Those were adults last year. I got my first clutch out of those last year,
mm-hmm.
First F2s. Got another clutch out of those this year. I've been saving those back.
Right.
I brought some to sell for the show this weekend, so I've got some extras.
Awesome.
There's probably four people now I know that have set them up.
Mm-hmm.
At least three people produce babies now.
Really?
Wow. So with a little luck, I think the Bandits will be one to stay. Because it's an easy one to work with.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the easy ones to get to breed. The captor breds, anyway, are easy to breed.
Right.
The wild caughts are really, really tough.
Yeah.
It's a nice one. I think that one will do good.
Nice, nice. Now, you also do chuckwallas, tortoises and turtles, and Bengal cats.
Right.
So how do you find the time to maintain?
I got to be careful.
You've got to have unbelievable amount of animals in your...
I do. And that's a problem. And I've actually cut back some. I don't do all the uromastic species now.
Oh, okay.
I focus on about 6 species now.
Wow.
My ebonies are all in Japan now. I don't do ebonies anymore.
Oh, okay.
The main ones I'm actually breeding myself are the Bandits, the Moroccans, and the ornates.
Okay.
That's what I put the most effort into. A friend of mine does the Mollies. He produces a lot of them.
Oh, okay.
So I'm holding back the best of what he produces,
mm-hmm.
just in case he gets out of it, because some guys don't stay long term. But I'm hoping he stays in and I'll just be using him for mollies.
Okay.
That saves a lot of time just focusing on those. The chucks, the main reason I do the chucks, I don't do a lot of chucks, but no one is doing chucks.
Yeah, that's you're one, the only one that I know of.
Well, there's a couple guys that have a few.
Oh, okay.
The problem with Chuck Wallace is they keep closing off more and more of the range. And it's just a matter of when before, if it's not in captivity, we'll never have it again. The zoos don't work with them.
Right.
So we're kind of SOL. They're not the easiest to breed. They're fairly easy to raise. They're easy as a pet. And I think some with a little bit of work will be easier to breed as we go on. The Angel Islands, once they breed, the babies are easy. The San Estebans, if you have room outdoors, they're easy. Babies are easy to raise. The Carrot Tails, the Mainland Chucks, the babies are a little bit delicate.
Okay.
The female's a little bit delicate when they're gravid. But otherwise, they're not hard. Just it's the same problem with Uromastics. You get one clutch a year.
Right.
If you blow it, you're waiting another year.
Right. Waiting another year.
A lot of people don't have the patience to do that. So they get they have one bad year and they go, hey, I'm done. You got to figure, I mean, I have one bad year out of three easy. And you just have to say, fine. Well, this year was a bad year for me because the weather was so screwy. Got warm in the winter. Everyone was up and ready to go. Then it got cold for 3 months. Everyone was done. Now they're waiting for the next winter. So I had a terrible year. Lots of eggs, no fertility. You just have to eat those years and figure, well, I'll do better next year.
Right.
A lot of guys don't have the patience for that. And they go back to Bearded Dragons, which three or four shots a year.
Yeah, true. So. True. Now, I noticed on your ornates that I see on the website and that I've seen photographs that you've shared via email and stuff like that, they are just some of the most stunning Uromastics I've ever seen in my life. I've been to hundreds of pet shops. Never seen an ornate like the ones that you're producing.
I'm real picky.
How is that possible?
I'm picky about what I keep back, for one.
Okay.
But, you know, a big problem with the pet shop animals, they bring them in as fresh imports. They're a mess.
Okay.
And in fact, I was at the Daytona show here a couple, 3 weeks ago, and they had imported some ranch baby ornates.
Okay.
And I'm looking around at the show, looking at them, and they just look terrible. The only reason they look terrible is because they hadn't taken care of them. I bought some for myself.
Okay.
I soaked them. I cleaned them up. I fed them. Within 3 days, they looked just fine.
Wow.
But most people don't keep them hot enough, and they just don't put any time into them. The pet shops really don't keep them hot enough. They want to feed them crickets.
Right.
And they just don't do well like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's hard to get nice ones at a pet shop. The one or two mom-and-pop shops, they put the time into it, are fine.
Right.
The bigger stores, where they're using some corporate information, you know, they treat everything the same.
Right.
And then they're hosed.
Exactly. Wow. Dr. Dix, I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with us.
Oh, no problem.
Look forward to seeing your Uromastics tomorrow and taking some photos. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you.
And there you have it, folks. That was Dr. Douglas Dix from Deer Fern Farms. To learn more about Dr. Douglas Dix, feel free to visit his website at www.deerfernfarms.com. And once again, we would like to thank our unofficial sponsor, Comic Karma, your comics journey destination, hosted by Mr. Michael McLarty. We'd love to hear your feedback at reptileapartment.com, your only prescription for captive reptile care. Please leave some comments, give us some feedback, let us know what you think of the show. We look forward to seeing you at the next show.